Welcome back to the
So,
podcast. We're here today. Justin's here. I'm here. Tommy's here. Tommy, how's it going?
Going well.
Well, that's good because freaking Full Gear. Let me tell you how excited I am for Full Gear. Okay, last week I was like, I should probably buy Full Gear. And I'm like, what do you mean I should buy Full Gear? It's not even this weekend. It's next weekend, and that's how excited I am for it. I wanted to give up $50, $60, or whatever the heck it is. I was ready to give it up last
You're
week.
Gonna
That's how
pay on Halloween? Halloween
Yeah.
night you thought Full Gear was on?
Well, not Halloween. No, no, no. I knew it was the 7th because, you know, that's the week after. But I'm so excited for the show. Like, all the matches are like, all right, like, let's go. There's no real matches that I'm like, eh. Well, there's one. There's no real matches where I'm like, eh.
If this was, I don't know, in Baltimore or wherever, would you have gone to the show? Because I probably would have.
Well, if life was normal.
Yeah, if life was normal and you were working,
if life
would
was
you have
normal
gone to,
and this
would you
was
have,
the card, then
and
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
about it.
I would be in wherever it was because this card is stacked.
I think this is
five
the
stars
most
or bust.
For all the matches.
There's so many matches that five stars or bust, but we all know the one that will be five stars or bust.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm losing my voice already. Like, I think this is, like, going into the show, this is, like, the most excited I've been with the match card. Because there's been other shows where, like, there's, like, one or two matches that I'm, like, really excited about. And then the rest of the card is, like, okay. But this one, it's, like, I mean, I think it's, like, my favorite card so far. It hasn't even
Oh,
happened
I think
yet.
So, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sucks that there's no, like, real big crowd. Because if this is in front of a big crowd, this would probably be, like, the
show
of the
the
year.
Yeah. Man, gets me all fired up just thinking about it. All right,
I was thinking about it earlier, and I think this is the most excited I've been for, like, purely a card for a show since All In. Like, this show is going to be nuts.
Dude, All In. Let's talk about All In for a second. No, but all right, starting off, even the pre-show match, we got Serena Deeb, formerly of the Straight Edge Society. Actually, no, she got kicked out. Versus Allison Kay. Allison Kay, I think she's from NWA, but she's making an appearance. Well, obviously, they're both from NWA because it's for the NWA World Women's Championship on the pre-show. Why are they putting this on the pre-show?
Because the card is so stacked that we can't fit it on the main card, Mike.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, I'm very excited about this match because, like, Allison Kay, I forgot what her name was in what's it called?
So, like, Sierra or Sienna or something.
Was it? Something like that.
I think that's her Twitter name.
I'm going to look it up right now. We're going to do a live lookup of this. Yeah, it was Sienna. I don't remember. Was that her name?
There
you go. I don't know. I know she was in TNA at the time when I saw her. But, yeah, I mean, this is – I could honestly see the title change hands on this match just because. Anyone else?
I don't think so.
I think it's the same. I think she's going to retain. This match will be my eat my food before the pay-per-view starts match.
It is the pre-show.
The last show, I ordered barbecue. I picked it up. It came home and I ate it during the pre-show. So this will be this match again. That's what I'll be doing during this match.
Are you getting barbecue for this show too?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
your
go-to for AEW shows now?
Well, no. This was just a tradition I started on Labor Day. So this will be my second time doing this.
Because I, when I went to Tommy's place to watch All Out, we went to Chipotle, and now I think we need to go to Chipotle every AEW pay-per-view.
Shit, I'm down with it.
And then, like, when we actually go to the show itself, then we all get Chipotle.
I don't know. I think we should get better food when we all hang out.
So, Tommy, do you have anything to say on this
match? Wait, how can we go get Chipotle when we're going to do the whatever barbecue, whatever we do, or whatever hangout we do when we hang out?
I'm sorry if you didn't know, but the YWC Hotel is closed for business. So I don't know what you're
hotel
doing.
I will call your mom right now and ask for a place to stay. And you know what she'll say? With open arms, yes.
I heard that there's a second hotel opening just west of here. So, or just east of here. So you might want to look into that one. But
I already asked Tommy to sleep on his floor long before anyone knew Tommy was moving. It moved out, so.
Anyway, starting off the show. Yeah. Oh, this guy.
Just want to say real quick. Say real quick, as the expert here on this match, I think Serena Deeb is going to have a rocket strapped to her by the NWA. I think she's a goddamn star, and I think she's going to be a big part of the NWA and AEW relationship going forward. She will retain.
Shout out to CM Punk, who showed her the ropes. Anyway, starting off, well, first off, do you think Thunder Rosa is going to go to WWE or go to AEW?
No, zero chance. 0.00 chance she goes to WWE.
Justin?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Starting off the show with probably one of the greatest matches of all time, there's only two people you could add to this match that would make it greater. Orange Cassidy versus John Silver. Holy cow. I mean, drop the mic right there. That's all you can say. I mean, that's going to be amazing.
Be fun. I don't think this will open the show.
Well, you know what I mean. Opening match. The preview. Opening the show preview.
Orange Cassidy pretty much has to win. I don't think he's going to lose. He beat Jericho in the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And he went a tie with Cody. I don't think they're going to be Orange Cassidy versus over John Silver. Unless the Dark Order came and like messed up the match.
We live in a world where Orange Cassidy beat Chris Jericho.
Technically pushed him into Orange Juice.
In an alcoholic gimmick match. Sorry. Yeah.
He pushed him to Mimosa. That's how he won.
That's true. But still. It's still in the record books. Tommy, what do you think about this great match right here?
I mean, it's a perfect little, you know, it'll probably be like a half comedy, half actual wrestling match. Like, these two are just unbelievably electric and fun to like watch and listen to. It's just, you know, it's going to be a nice feel good. You're not going to get like a Kenny versus Okada 20 star match, but it's going to be real fun.
It'll be like 22 stars. But I mean, AEW already has Colt Cabana. If we can get Yano after the world opens up, and we have this, like, you know, a four-way match between these guys. I mean,
we got to get Tanahashi opening those and Jericho opening the forbidden doors first.
Yeah, the forbidden door.
Well, this next match, speaking of Jericho, we have Chris Jericho versus MJF. And
this could be
with Wardlow.
This could have been like a co-main event on a pay-per-view, like second from the top, you know what I mean? Yeah. And
this
card's so stacked, it's like third from the top, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how stacked this card is.
Wardlow at ringside.
I'm surprised they're doing it so early, and I think MJF has to win.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think either go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I think either that, or depending on how quickly, this is the second time I'm using this phrase already, but how quickly they want to rocket strap Wardlow. Maybe this is when Wardlow turns and he destroys MJF and he joins the inner circle.
Oh my God. All right. Hold on. Like, I know we're like Wardlow fans, but there's no way he's joining the inner circle. He is going to go off on his own. He is going to win the title. He's going to beat Kenny Omega to win the championship in like 2 years or 1 year or something. Like, he don't need no inner circle. Trash inner circle.
Oh,
look at Joe Buck. Impressive. Anyway, I think he has to win. I think MJF has to win.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be interesting if MJF wins and then Wardlow's like, well, screw you, buddy, and then he does attack him. I mean, like, here's the thing. And I feel like it's only until recently that people have seen this happening. But I feel like the three of us have been calling for a Wardlow turn and singles run for like since he debuted. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like,
I'm down for the slow burn. Like, every time he has a match, he usually squashes the guy or has a competitive match with someone that he needs to have a competitive match with. He always looks strong, so there's no rush for Wardlow. There's no rush for anyone. Because it's AEW, and you know these guys are going to get utilized properly.
Do you remember?
That's a big thing for me is, like, you know, a lot of the times with other wrestling companies, whether it's WWE or TNA or whatever it is, like, a lot of those times when you start getting into those long-term stories, I start going, like, ah, like, this sucks because I'm so used to them being, like, ruined or, just like completely ignored after sure. 5 weeks. We've seen what to me has been the best story in wrestling this year, like by far, not even close. It's been going on for years now, this Kenny and Hangman thing. So yeah, if they want to slow burn the Wardlow thing, then I am down for it because they've shown that they can do it.
I thought you were going to say the best storyline in years, Wardlow.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, here's the thing. Do you remember at All Out last year when we were standing there and they had this video package for this like guy that no one really cared about, which was Wardlow?
He was beating the shit out of people in a parking lot, right?
And we were like, who is this guy? We don't know this guy. And then like a week later, it's just like a meme. Wardlow,
yeah.
The goat. Anyway, moving on. We got Sheeta as the champion versus Nyla Rose with Vicky Guerrero for the AEW Women's World Championship. Tommy, take it away.
Okay, so I'm kind of worried about this one because, you know, as people saw, I'm sure at least a few people have seen that clip from Mike's Live when Sheeta won at Double or Nothing and I marked out. I need Sheeta to win just because Sheeta's the best. I was worried about it up until today. Sheeta posted a video on YouTube that she just got nameplates put on the title. So I'm going to hope that that means she retains, but I'm also kind of worried.
Justin?
I think she doesn't retain. I don't think Nyla Rose. She won the title. Like, she, if she was champion, I don't think she needs to be champion. I think the person that needs to beat Sheeta is Britt Baker.
Exactly. Thank you very much for saying it, Justin, because if you didn't, I was going to. Sheeta's going to win this match. After the match, Britt Baker's going to come out, and she's going to shove Sheeta into the ground because the future is Britt Baker, and that's all that matters. Next match, Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara in the Elite Deletion match.
Oh, man.
I mean, what the heck, dude? Like,
so this is going to be cinematic.
The sandwich keeps getting added to
It's at the Hardy compound, so we're going back to
Matt Hardy TNA. Has to win. Or no. Did Matt Hardy win last time? No. Sammy's gonna win. And
Matt Hardy died last time.
But they saved the match when he pushed him off the thing, remember?
Yeah.
Matt Hardy died last
time. Yeah, so Matt Hardy's losing. But yeah. I think it's gonna be a great match. I think it's gonna be fun.
I don't know what it has to say. It speaks for itself.
I mean, yeah, if you've seen, the original, the final deletion match between Matt and Jeff, first of all, if you haven't, please do. Like, what the hell have you been doing? But, if you've seen that, kind of what to expect for this one. And especially with Sammy Guevara, that dude's a damn star in the ring, or I guess in the Hardy compound as well now. So I'm sure he'll take some crazy bump or something and there'll be some hilarious comedy moments. And, this is what I've been waiting for. They were going to do it a while ago, and then pandemic hit, but hey, we get it to happen and it's going to be fun.
I mean, I paid $60 alone for this match probably. So very, very excited that I get the whole show with this match, but moving on, we got the champion.
See, this card is so stacked that Wikipedia has put the championship match on the fourth match on the card.
Yeah, that's true. We got the champion, not for long, Jon Moxley versus Eddie Kingston in an I Quit match for the AEW World Championship. Justin, you want Moxley pants? You might get Moxley pants. What do you think is going to happen?
What does that mean? I don't know. I need to know where. I need to meet Jon Moxley and ask him where he buys his pants from. A. Yeah. B. They've literally faced each other 4 weeks ago and they're doing a rematch. And they actually made people want to watch this rematch. That's how good AEW is. Like WWE does this, they do a match, they kill it off, and then people complain. AEW does a match, they actually have good promo talk. Now you want to rewatch this match again. And I think this is going to be like a bloody a CCW style match where it's going to be like crazy. Kind of like the Lights Out match that Moxley and Omega had last year. And I think this will be great. And Moxley's going to retain.
I mean, yeah, I think Moxley has to retain first and foremost. I forgot that Kenny Mox match was on Full Gear. So that's a cool little thing that Mox is going to be doing another, what I assume it's going to be worse than the Kenny match, like just brutality wise. Obviously it's an I Quit match. And at the end of the day, he's facing Eddie Kingston, man. Like they're going to beat the shit out of each other. They're going to do some crazy stuff. The only thing I can say about this outside of, you know, what I've already said is that promo between those two this week, like sold me so much that I would buy this pay-per-view like 5 times. These two are unbelievable on the mic and their match is going to be just as unbelievable. This is going to be an awesome match. And like you said, it's only, you know, fourth on the hierarchy on the wiki. So that goes to show about the rest of the show as well.
I went to AAW for the first time in 2013, and I saw Eddie Kingston. Really didn't know much about him, but he looked like a cool guy. He had a match. He talked really cool on the mic. The next show I went to, he was there. Every AAW show I went to, he was there. After that, he was at all the Ring of Honor shows, especially like teaming with Homicide. And there was just something about Eddie Kingston that I was like, this guy rules. And then with like him and like the Chikara stuff, back when Chikara was a company and they had the thing where they shut down and like he would carry the title around to all these like things. I got invested in that. And now he's in an AEW. He's in the championship match against Jon Moxley on a pay-per-view. And I know he's not going to win this match, but just to see Eddie Kingston at this point, when you really don't think he's going to go anywhere else, he doesn't need to go anywhere else. He doesn't need to go to WWE. I don't think they would use him well. They might, who knows, but I don't think he would be used to his full potential. He's being used to his full potential in this role. Very excited about it. And if it wasn't for Kenny Omega, who's going to be champion in the next pay-per-view beating Moxley, then Eddie Kingston would definitely win this match. Anyway, the next match. Another title match. Lots of title matches on this show. We got, I mean, how many years in the making?
Mike's been dreaming about this match for years.
How many years in the freaking making? That he screenshotted
the tweet.
I mean, I saw the tweets in real time. It was one of those things where, like, you saw the tweets and you're like, wow, okay. Like, sounds good to me. Let's do it. And for whatever reason, at that point, it was like, well, like, you know, with the whole BTE and everything, where they had like a storyline with being the Elite and the Revival and the whole FTR thing. I mean, if it wasn't for that, I mean, who knows what the Revival are doing in the WWE right now? It's crazy how one little, like, you know, probably an inside joke became a big thing. And now they're having a match, FTR versus the Young Bucks, AEW World Tag Team Championship.
I feel like this match could main event the pay-per-view, but I don't think it is, but it could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Bucks, and oh yeah, you forgot the stipulation. The Bucks lose, they can never challenge for the titles again.
True.
And this is like a must win for the Bucks. I think everyone's been wanting the Bucks to finally get the titles. People have been like essentially begging for them to get the titles. Like, how have they not been champions? And, like, they did a good job with Omega and Hangman. Like, who would ever thought they would have been champions? And I think FTR is playing good heels. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not invested in them as much as I was as Omega and Hangman. And I think the Bucks have to win the titles. Just to make it, I don't know, feel more vibrant.
Tommy.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of different ways they could go with this. Obviously, you know, we saw what they did with Cody, where I honestly thought he was going to win the title for sure. Cause I was like, oh, there's no way that Cody's going to be out of the title picture forever. Well, you know, I was wrong about that. I feel the same way about the Bucks. I think they win, but also, you know, I don't know. They've kind of been playing that in between kind of tweener role these last few weeks after it looked like they were going to go full on heel. So maybe if they want to go through with that heel turn, then this is how they do it. They lose and they like go crazy. And then, I don't know, they win the TNT tag team championships in like a month or whatever. But
that would make sense. They're not doing no TNT tag titles.
Yeah. I, I wouldn't think so either. Title. But the Elite. All right, now we're thinking. Anyway, so yeah, I think the Bucks, they kind of have to win here. But yeah, it's just one of those crazy things, because I remember going to those Ring of Honor shows while the Revival was still trapped under Vince. And, you know, at the end of the show, Cody would come out and do the gimmick and Kenny would say goodbye and good night. And then we would all say, fuck the Revival with Cody. And that's how everyone would, you know, get a big pop and go home happy. So to see it come to this, you know, huge match on a pay-per-view for the titles in AEW, like, it's going to be awesome.
March 2014, Raising the Bar, Night 2, Ring of Honor. You had Red Dragon as the champions versus the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks won the tag titles with me sitting front row, ringside, ready to go. I saw the Young Bucks win their first ever Ring of Honor championship title, whatever, tag titles. I have been waiting to see the Young Bucks win the tag titles again for many years. It didn't happen at Revolution. I was sad. Me and like three other people were very sad. If it doesn't happen on this show, and the Young Bucks can never face or win or go after the tag titles again, don't even know what else to say. This is the match that we've been waited years to happen. And if it doesn't end with the Bucks winning the tag titles, I mean, where's like Vince? Like I'm coming, Vince. Like,
get him off of the podcast.
Anyway,
you know what I'm sad about is at Revolution, Hangman didn't win with the One Wing Angel.
The next match, another championship match, the AEW TNT championship match, Cody Rhodes. Man. With Arn Anderson versus Darby All in another moment in time where if Darby All In doesn't win this match, it's going to be the same thing. It's like the story has built so long and they've like had this long, long storyline, even though it hasn't been that long. It's only been like a year or two. Oh, like, I guess a year. Like, it just feels like this story has been going forever and it's been so good forever. And to hopefully finally see the ending here is awesome. And I think there's no other person that Cody should lose the title to than Darby All In. Now,
I think Darby All In needs to win. He's tied with Cody. He's lost to Cody. Now he needs to beat Cody.
Many people are saying, and I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd bet on this very, very highly. Many people are saying that ever since Revolution, when Tommy took on the persona of Darby All In, if he actually learned to skateboard because of that moment, or like relearned skateboarding, you already knew how to skateboard, you're coming back to it, you went to the shop, you're like all in right now. Is this moment in history with Darby All In going after the title going to hurt you mentally or physically if he does not win the title?
It's not an option because he's going to win the title. I mean, that's it. Like, I don't know. I'm excited for this. Obviously, he could lose because Cody's like, you know,
but can he?
Cody gets all the pyro and all this and all that. I think Darby, he has to win this. But then again, I can also say Cody has to win as well. So I don't know. I think it's going to be great. I mean, we've seen these two have matches before. They've got some damn good chemistry, especially considering I think that was their first time in the ring together. What was it, on the second Dynamite or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the first.
No, the first Cody faced Sammy to open the show.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was the show in July or something, wasn't it? Fighter Fest or Fight for the Fallen, one of the two?
Yeah, I don't know. Whichever one. Where,
he went to like the 30-minute thing.
Yeah, Cody made the push to say, hey, you know, I want this guy. And Tony Khan was like, all right. So, you know, they went and like you said, you know, Cody's gotten one over on him. They went to the draw. I think it's time for Darby All In to get his win against Cody and win that title.
Okay, now two things. One, if he does win the title, does he come out on Dynamite next Wednesday with a body bag? He opens the body bag, the title's in the body bag. Because that would be the most electric thing of all time.
Maybe, but it's a new title.
That's true. But if there's one if.
He skateboards to the ring and then uses the title to hit people instead of the skateboard.
Ooh. What if he makes the title into a skateboard?
I was going to say. That's exactly what I was
going to say. Okay. There's one thing that could happen in this match that I would go from being all in on all in versus going all in on Cody. If Cody's music hits and Pharaoh walks out with Cody, all my money will go to Cody. I mean, that's just, you can't bring your dog all the way to Jacksonville just to lose a match. So that is the only thing. Look out for that one.
Yeah, but he can't do that gimmick anymore because he gets all the pyro.
But maybe he doesn't have pyro.
He can't do the Pharaoh thing.
Maybe he doesn't have
pyro. Cody can't not have pyro. That's impossible.
Yeah, right, Mike.
He comes out on Dynamite and has pyro.
Here's
the entire budget of the show.
Here's a question. This is, many people are asking if Cody needs to change the lyrics to his theme now that he has his last name back.
No.
It doesn't say Cody anywhere in his theme.
No, but it's like, it says like, what the heck is it called? You took my name, but what is the line? You took my dream, but not my name. Next match, main event, Hangman Adam Page versus Kenny Omega. Oh. The finals of the
5 stars or
I think this bust. Is 6 stars or bust.
This I mean, is going to be. This has to be. I feel like this needs to be made event the show.
Oh, definitely.
It's
not number they one on Wikipedia for nothing.
I feel like after this match, I'll be exhausted because, like if they put this match on and then they have the I Quit match, maybe that'll go well because it'll be a different style match. But if they have this match and then, like, the Young Bucks match after, I'm like, I won't be able to, like, pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty much whoever wins this is winning the title. And yep. Almost everyone, I think, wants Omega to win because everyone's been wanting Omega to win the title. But it's like, what's going to happen? Is he finally going to go full cleaner? How is he going to turn heel? How is he going to be a bad guy and people are actually going to hate him?
Many people are saying that they are sold out of brooms in Jacksonville.
Okay, so do I have permission to go on like a little extended talk about this match?
Normally, hold on, let me real quick. Normally, I would be like, oh, Adam Page, going to win the title. But I mean, there's just like, there's no question Kenny's going to win. Tommy, continue. Yeah.
Okay. The only way Kenny turns heel, like for me to hate him if he doesn't win.
That's true.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm going to go on a little bit more of an extended talk here probably. For the longest time, you know, anytime Kenny would come out on Dynamite or on a pay-per-view or like they would show him on Being the Elite, I would always tweet, you know, the eyeball emoji and the broom emoji and then the sunglasses emoji. I've been waiting for this cleaner shit for so long. I think we talked about it. Did we do an all-out show? I forget.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I talked about it then. And, you know, I went out like the little mark I am and I bought myself a nice broom. I bought myself the aviators and I was all ready at all out. And when Kenny was holding that table or that chair or whatever it was, and it looked like he was going to hit Hangman, I was so excited. I was like, here we go. Like the cleaner is back. And obviously it didn't happen then. But they've like we said earlier, there's been that slow burn, man. And it all kind of came to a head for a little bit, like 2 weeks ago, I think it was on Dynamite, when he came out with this new like intro to his theme, and he was a little bit more serious. And then the girls came out with the brooms. Here's my prediction. I think at this show, like I said, I think this match has to go on last. I think the girls come out, but they're in like leather trench coats and they've got aviators on. And that's how he pulls out like the old cleaner outfit. I think since it's a big show, like this is obviously a huge match, this is when he goes full cleaner and, you know, they come out in the cleaner gimmick and he comes out with the trench coat and the aviators and he's ready to go. And here's what I think. I think this match is going to be Kenny and Okada level. I think it's going to be 6 or 7 stars. There's no way that this doesn't live up. Obviously, you know, knocking on wood here. Hopefully there's no injuries so that they can get in all the stuff that they want to get in. I think this is going to be possibly match of the year. It's going to be awesome.
Well, that's, I mean, what else, what other matches are there that you could think of better than that tag match from Revolution?
I think it's those two. And obviously we haven't seen that match yet, so I have no idea if it's actually going to be as good as I picture it. But if it is as good as I picture it, it's going to be that. It's going to be the tag match and then everything else. Like, those are the two.
If Hangman doesn't hit the one-wing angel on Kenny.
Oh, could you imagine he hits that and Kenny kicks out at 2.99999?
That means he kicked out of his own finish, which has never been done because no one ever kicked out the one-wing angel since he's come back to New Japan.
True. I didn't think about that one. Yeah.
All right. It's time to play, man. It's time.
There we go. The most sacred move in wrestling, the one-way angel, by the way. No one kicks out.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be the greatest show of all time. My expectations are very, very high, which normally I'm like, okay, like we'll see what happens. But I'm very excited for the show.
The last four matches are like, it cannot fail.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, top to bottom, the show's insane. But yeah, that final stretch, and like I said, I think it's going to end with the Kenny Hangman match. That final stretch of that show is just going to be, you know, bang, 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 and it just keeps coming and keeps coming. It's going to be unreal, and it's going to be super fun to watch.
And that's it.
There we go.
Well, stay tuned for, I just got a notification from Chick-fil-A. Stay tuned for the podcast after the show where we talk about how great the show was. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you after the show.